Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for your help this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Greetings, family. I want to apologize. I'm sitting here at the waiting for the Intercape bus. My Elisha, my son's come from Katu and here in Durban, and I'm ill, not well prepared. Didn't forgot to bring a Bible with me, nothing. So yeah, I had to leave at 3 o'clock this morning. So but I know the readings. I think it's Psalm 105, and I think the readings is 23, 24, and 25. And in my head I've got a bit of the understanding there. It's talking about when Jacob, Joseph's family came into Egypt. They were first well received, but then later on they started having children and were very healthy, and then the hearts of the Egyptians turned against them. But it actually says God hardened their hearts, and then they oppressed his people. And so what I can share about this, or what I understand in all this, is I know that God, well, I believe that God doesn't harden no one's hearts now in the new and the better covenant. But the old covenant, it was written for us. That's what Peter tells us, that the people of old, the prophets of old, they searched and they said, for who was all this, the wonderful promises made? And then they found out it was not for them, but it was for us. And so, and when did it come? It says, after the sufferings of Christ, then the consequent glory comes. So I just perceive the old covenant after the fall of man was very much for God working to set examples for us of what is good, beautiful, and lovely. And he sees, and there we can see, is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And Abraham is a guy that was called by God, was obedient to God, and walked with God. So that's what I truly believe the new and the better covenant is all about, walking with God. Amen. Been called to walk with God and be obedient. And walk in what? Isaac was very much a child of the promise. And so I see there that he's the, we walk with God in obedience to receive the promises. He predestined us in Christ, and we've got a certain destiny, a path, a purpose to fulfill. And then Jacob was changed into Israel. So he's the God of change, the God of transformation. And this is the thing. So if you put all three of these things together, we called, like Abram, the father of faith, to walk with God and partake of the great and precious promises. And in doing that, if there's no change and we're not being transformed into the image and likeness of Jesus, there's something has gone wrong, because that's what needs to take place in this new and better covenant. So yeah, I just want to, that's my thoughts for this morning for you guys. So I trust that it just helps you just to see Jesus, stay in Jesus, and walk with Jesus. Unless the Lord builds a house, and that's us, each and every one of us is a part of his house. We are his body, representing him. Unless he builds it, we labor in vain. So we remember again, fellowship like Abraham, obedience like Abraham, a walk of faith like Abraham, into the promises of Isaac, and being transformed like Jacob became a prince of God. We are King's kids. Amen. So be blessed as you arise and shine this day in Jesus' name. Amen.